the ride. Please don't enjoy the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom. Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker at Wham! Talk 1600. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern. We're also available, at least until December 10th, on our YouTube channel, also named Operation Freedom. Why until December 10th? Well, YouTube has announced that they're going to purge many channels on YouTube that they deem to be only the viable ones will remain. They have not let anyone know what their definition of viable is or the criterion for their definition of viable. So it could well be that as of December 10th, our Operation Freedom channel on YouTube will no longer be there. But this is why we have put the time and the expense and all the effort into DaveJanda.com. We will be there, continue to be there 24/7 for you with all of our content. We have the free, the public side, but also the subscription side. Hopefully you'll become a part of our Freedom family. And by doing so, you help support this platform so we can continue the radio show and what we do with the platform at DaveJanda.com. I'm about to make the deep state's day much worse for them. And the reason is every time my next guest comes on this show, the deep state takes it in the neck. And I know that for a fact because of the blowback I get and the information that General McInerney has provided over the years, and Tom is a regular on the show, as was his best friend who passed away a year ago, Admiral Ace Lyons. I must say, every time Tom and Ace, and actually another friend of theirs, General Paul Vallely, come on this show. Paul will be on the show next week. The deep state just gets hysterical. And the reason is because they go after them like no other. A little background on General McInerney. For 35 years, General McInerney served as a pilot commander and strategic planner in the United States Air Force. Tom retired from military service as assistant Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting to the Secretary of Defense. General McInerney graduated from the United States Military Academy and earned a master's degree in international relations from George Washington University. Tom also attended the Armed Forces Staff College and the National War College. He is co-author with our friend General Paul Vallely of a fantastic book entitled Endgame. It is an honor to welcome back to Operation Freedom someone I consider a very dear friend and an incredible warrior. I talked about him retiring. General McInerney never retired. He continues to take on the deep state every minute of every hour to this day. Tom, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Thanks very much for having me, Dave. I'm delighted to be with you today.
All right, Tom, let's go where the bought-off lamestream fake media will not go. They refuse to go, probably because I believe they're a tentacle of the deep state and they're paid not to go there. But Tom, this issue of impeachment, the issue of impeachment was on the table, I believe, and I get a lot of heat from the People's Republic of Ann Arbor when I say this, but I believe it's true. But your input on this. I believe the issue of impeachment of Donald Trump and his presidency started before he took the oath of office. Am I off?
No, you're spot on. As a matter of fact, a more subtle one was the deep state tried to tube Trump's campaign. So it even started in the campaign phase. And then when he was elected, that's when it became very, very serious. New York Times had articles on impeachment right after the president was elected on the 8th of November. It has been going on ever since. The whole Democratic Party is behind it. And the reason is, and you've got sophisticated listeners, the reason is because they knew that if what they did was exposed to the American public, laid out with full transparency, it would kill the Democratic Party. Now, here's why, Dave, and this is very important. Because your listeners must understand what you and I are talking about today is by far the greatest threat to the United States as a nation since our founding. And when you look at why, and this impeachment is purely a tactical ruse, tactical deception to hide up what's going on tomorrow, initially with the Inspector General Horowitz of the DOJ, his report, which is not going to be very impressive from what I hear. And the reason is, and people must understand this, is because Horowitz only looked at the FBI and the DOJ.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is he did not look at the intelligence community. He did not look at CIA, at NSA, at other parts of the intelligence community, the Director of National Intelligence. He did not have any interviews with Jim Clapper, with Comey, the FBI director, with Brennan, the CIA director. And because they are the ones, the intelligence community is the one that was politicized by Brennan to lay in false facts and to say that George Papadopoulos and Gates were members working with the Russians. They laid in those false things, and they had the British Intelligence Service, the Australian Intelligence Service, as well as the Italian, corroborate these facts. Now, why do I say that? Well, the day Trump was elected, the director of the equivalent of NSA for the Brits resigned.
Mm-hmm.
He resigned that day. And the reason he did, because he knew that he had been caught. It would eventually go back to that agency that the UK works very closely with us. Now, the reason I point this out so our listeners understand, none of this information is being looked at by Horowitz. Horowitz is getting intelligence feeds from the CIA, not knowing where the sources were, that went to the FBI and the DOJ. It will be interesting, though, if Horowitz exposes Nellie Orr and the collusion that went on with Nellie Orr and Fusion GPS and all that on the FISA warrants, that Foreign Intelligence Security Act warrants, that got the courts to approve that they could wiretap the Trump campaign and then the interim government on the Trumps. Now, the reason this is important is because even if Papadopoulos and Carter Page were Russian agents, let's say they were, or they were working with them, which they were not, clearly were not,
mm-hmm.
then the FBI should have notified President Trump and said, you've got some bad apples, just like they notified Dianne Feinstein when they found out that her driver was a Chinese plant. They told her that, and they should have told President Trump. So they're going to say, well, this is the intel we got. And then someone's next question is, and this ought to be by Lindsey Graham on Wednesday, when he listens to Horowitz's report, well, then why didn't you tell Mr. Trump that? Why didn't you notify him like you notified Dianne Feinstein? That's where they're going to fail, because what you're going to see, because of that, that's why they are creating, without confusing our listeners, creating this impeachment confusion mm-hmm. and deception, so it takes the focus off of what Horowitz is going to come out with. And I say it's not going to be overwhelming, because I don't think he's done nearly as good a job, or a tenth of what you've done, Dave. What you have exposed through your guess is so complete and so compelling that it'll go down historically. But That's why the rush to impeachment, it's all a fog of war. Mm-hmm. It's deception.
Mm-hmm.
And the mainstream media, who is complicit with this.
Yes, they are.
And it's extremely important, as are Now, let's get this. Who else is complicit? The Speaker of the House.
Mm-hmm.
The Chairman of the House Intel Committee.
Schiff.
The Chairman of the Judicial Committee.
Nadler. Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm. Those three people are complicit in a coup d'etat in treasonous activity against the United States.
It truly,
and as Jonathan Turley said,
mm-hmm.
when he testified, you, meaning the House, are the one that is abusing the Constitution, not President Trump.
So it's interesting. And Jonathan Turley was one of the four professors that were brought forward to speak, obviously negatively, about President Trump. Three of them did. Turley kind of laid it on the line, and you're right. He looked at members of the House and said, you're the ones, as you mentioned, Tom, you're the, and the bought off lamestream fake media, I mean, they didn't want to go anywhere near what Turley said. But he said, you, the House of Representatives, are the ones abusing the power, not President Trump. And Turley had voted for Obama twice and Hillary Clinton in the last election. And the reaction to Turley saying that, and Turley just came out with this, was that he started getting threats at his place of employment, George Washington University, where you attended, and at his home. And all he's guilty of is he was guilty of telling the truth.
Precisely. But all this is trying to confuse the American public. And that's why, Dave, what you are doing, that your listeners can now understand where all this obfuscation and all these different things are coming. There was no rationale for Nancy Pelosi to push this impeachment. None at all.
Well, and in
so,
go ahead, Tom.
So... Your listeners must understand and separate the wheat from the chaff. And that's the key thing that's going on right now. John Durham has authority to take all these people to court. And so he is going to be key. But he's not moving as fast as Dave Janda is. He's not moving as fast as we are when we discuss this, and he's certainly not moving as fast as the Democratic House is.
Mm-hmm.
So once he convenes these grand juries, and when you have Jim Clapper, Pfeiffer, Brennan, Comey, McCabe, Loretta Lynch, you're going to have to put Obama under there, because Obama had to approve this.
Mm-hmm.
Obama and all these people under a grand jury and meet a grand jury, and they have to profess under oath, then that's where it's going to come. Now, Stroke and Page, the lovers, who put out their text messages and exposed this so early, what they're going to say is, and rightly so, well, look, we were being told what to do. My boss, Mr. Comey, the director of the FBI, and Page is going to say Loretta Lynch, they were telling us what to do. And, of course, they're going to go into the senior people are going to go into the Nuremberg trials, World War II, the Goering, and all these. Well, look, all we were doing was responding to the Fuhrer's direction. We were just taking orders. And that's why the finger pointing is going to start going uphill. And guess where it's going to end up? Right in the Oval Office. Because President Obama had to approve all this. This could not have happened without his approval. So it's going to be extremely interesting. And will John Durham have the courage to do that? Will he expose what actually happened? Because I was intimately familiar in my Air Force career working with GCHQ, which is the UK equivalent of NSA and the relationship that they had with the CIA and with the NSA. And guess who was the station chief in London during this period, Dave? Gina Haspel.
Who's now the director of the director of the CIA.
Of the CIA, and who I got fired from Fox News because I defended her against John McCain. And, you know, use that famous word, Songbird John. John exposed everything when he was a POW. But the fact is, President Trump has not been served well by the people he has put in. For instance, the DNI and the deputy and the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, IG, mm-hmm. who in fact approved a change in the regulation, and that's why we have who we exposed already, the whistleblower, who's not a whistleblower. Mm-mm. He's a plant. He's a leaker. Eric Ciaramella. He is a leaker. He was a tight confidant of Brennan, a tight confidant of Biden. And once that's exposed, it kills the whole impeachment. Yet none of the mainstream media have announced his name as the so-called alleged whistleblower, nor members on Congress. Once you see who he is, the impeachment goes away. It shows that the Ukraine is another hoax, that there wasn't anything going on there, illegal. It was exactly what President Trump should have been doing.
And so
this whole impeachment is false.
Well, and you bring up Eric Ciaramella's name. You know, everybody thinks that this all started with the phone call that he was involved with, that he started gossip blowing about, that he didn't even hear back in July of 2019. In fact, Tom, according to Lawrence Sullen from The American Thinker, Eric Ciaramella was at the White House leading meetings on December 9th, 2015, with an organization backed by George Soros when he brought folks in from the Ukraine to find a way to stifle the investigation of Biden's kid, Hunter, and his involvement with Burisma, and also to push the issue of Manafort being corrupt. He held another meeting. That was on December 9th, 2015. January 19th, 2016, he held another meeting, again at the White House. Same directive. Bottom line, contain the investigation of Biden's son, ramp up the investigation on Manafort. Held another meeting, February 2nd, 2016. Same deal, looking into the investigation of Manafort with Ukraine officials. Tom, this Ciaramella character, this guy was not just around since July of 2019. This dude is linked, as you said, with Brennan, who's the common denominator in this impeachment hoax, the Ukraine hoax, the Russian hoax, and it all goes back, Tom, to something you and Ace brought forward on this show on March 19th, 2017. Illegal surveillance. Illegal surveillance. Parallel platform.
The hammer. They were getting their tips from the hammer. And that's how the Democrats knew what the Trump administration was doing and what was going on. That's how they created this deception. And in this thing called the hammer, which is becoming even more important, is the exposure that Brennan used to illegally hack into the Trump administration using the hammer. And then, of course, they went with the FISA warrants. But that was, quote, the so-called legal way that wasn't really legal because they didn't tell the justices about Fusion GPS being funded by Hillary Clinton. So you see how complex you have to fully understand the intelligence community to really see what they did to politicize it. And it had to be all approved by, unfortunately, President Obama. He had to be in the middle of it. None of this could have happened without him. Because this directed the Obama administration to use the full resources, plus others being the hammer, that were giving them tippers ahead of what they were doing legally. And the American people's liberties, that's why this is the most dangerous situation that has ever happened. They are trying to impeach President Trump illegally using the processes of the Obama administration that they laid in. And when they lost on that, remember, it was under the testimony of the Mueller, when he failed so miserably on the Hill, that the next day that Charmella and the phone conversation goes, and Charmella gets from an Army Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who was on the phone, that is leaked by Vindman to Charmella. Now, why did Vindman go to Charmella? Because he knew Charmilla's role. So it means that Vindman is complicit with this treasonous activity. That's the danger that President Trump has been served. People not doing their job for him. I've never seen anything like it in the history of our country, and that's why it's so dangerous, Dave.
It is dangerous, Tom. And if and frankly, you know, when I go back to March 19, 2017, you know, you and I and Ace Lyons, prior to his passing, got tremendous heat for putting that information out. We do to this day, Tom. But that information that was initially reported, actually, about a week before we talked about it on the radio by Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, continues to have legs, because there was an article just published this morning or early afternoon on theamericanreport.org by Fanning and Jones entitled "The Hammer: Whistleblower Dennis Montgomery Faxed Obama Directly and Alerted 17 Federal Agencies About Illegal Surveillance." And it took a lot of guts, actually, for Monk. I mean, it's a lot of moxie to fax Obama to say, "Hey, buddy, got ya, and got your buddies Brennan and Clapper, who are doing this illegal surveillance." But he went for whistleblower status, and Tom, they did nothing about it. And this is as far back, I think, as 2013. He sent to the Criminal Division of the Department of Justice a whistleblower complaint about what was going on with Brennan and Clapper that also involved Obama.
Exactly, Dave, and that's why it's so dangerous how the Obama administration, under the leaders, which, you know, Clapper, I can't believe it, a retired Air Force three-star, would do what he did. I can understand why Brennan, because Brennan's been a communist all along.
True.
And by the way, when you see what the Democrats are doing, Warren, all of them, they aren't talking socialist programs.
No.
They're talking communist programs. They want to take the United States in the direction of Venezuela or the Soviet Union. And just as an aside, Sam Nunn was saying how upset he was with the relationships with what Trump is going with Russia. It's the Democratic Party that is polluting the relationship with Russia, trying to blame Putin on all this when they themselves did.
Tom, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. Your mission is not yet accomplished. I always go back to what Ace Lyons said to you prior to his passing. The hammer is the key to the coup. Ace was always ahead of the game, and I believe will be proven correct on this as well. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker, heard Wham! Talk 1600.